Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. Ooh, I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, I just can't stop thinking about Eddie Murphy. Did you see the Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy being Mr. Rogers last week? I'm not Mr. Rogers, but good morning anyways. People around here, yes, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help you sleep well at night by answering your most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. And that's because I am an attorney and I'm a licensed financial advisor who happens to run a brokerage firm and been in the business for over 25 years now. We're broadcasting live this morning, this holiday morning, right out of our little studio here in downtown Oakland, California. And it is a beautiful day outside. It's clear, and you can see for miles, even though I'm in the basement. If you have a question, maybe something came up, maybe you had a really great discussion around the Christmas table. I hope you had a really nice Christmas Wednesday, and you want to know the answer to the question about the inheritance. Did you see that movie, Knives Out? I love that movie. It was great. I see that kind of stuff every week. It's amazing what money does to people. But anyways, if you have a question, call this number, 808-KNBR. Again, that number is 808-5627. You don't need to dial 415. More than happy to answer your question this morning. Or if you don't want to call in, you can always tweet us a question. Most of the content I get comes from these tweets, so thank you very much. You can always tweet us a question at PYA Radio. It stands for Protect Your Assets, at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So I hope you and your family had a very nice Christmas, and I got a great Christmas present. It's called a Marzocco or something coffee machine. And now I can boast, as a financial advising firm, legal firm in the Bay Area, I have the best coffee in the Bay Area, period. And I know how to use the machine. So it's really fun. Anyway, I drank too much coffee, as you can tell. But we're really excited. We have our new cafe going in the mezzanine floor here of the building. And my wife is running it. And it's exciting. So stay tuned. We're going to have some very good coffee. Anyway, admit it. Whether you're 35 or you're 65, think about this. The idea of retiring without a mortgage, doesn't that sound attractive? Why, just this past week, I had Tim and Amy come in the office. I was actually working this week. And we were just talking about them paying off their mortgage and should they do it or should they not? And that got me thinking, no more monthly mortgage payments to the bank ever. And what does that mean? It means more money in your pocket to spend on having fun. And doesn't it seem like you've been paying that mortgage on time every month, both the principal and the interest payments, for how long now? Years, right? Don't you deserve to have this thing paid off? Well, of course you do. But is it a right decision? Well, I started reading about this subject, and just this year, which is still 2019, by the way, the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies published a statistic. Get this, 46% of homeowners between the ages of 65 to 79 have yet to pay off their home mortgages. Now, they compared it to 30 years ago when that figure was half that. low 20%. So we have a problem where mortgages are going longer and people are paying them. And is it really a good idea? And then when you look at the average price of a home in the Bay Area, get this, the average price of a home in the Bay Area is $996,000. Yeah, that's what I said. Could you believe that? $996,000 is the average price for a home in the Bay Area. So there's a lot of people out there with mortgages. And you got to ask yourself, does it make sense to have one or should I knock it out if I'm going to retire here in the Bay Area? Well, we're going to talk about this subject today. It is interesting. And also, I have some new tax news. They just passed a new tax bill. I don't know if you heard about this, but it was part of the budget, the federal budget not running out. And so they have a new couple tax provisions we're going to talk about when I come back. It's all coming up next. This week, we were going to do a best of show, but I thought, you know what? Tim and Amy came in and we started talking about mortgages. And I just thought this is a great topic to talk about today. How about paying off your mortgage? Doesn't that sound great? Well, according to the 2019 Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies, get this, 46% of people between the ages of 65 and 79 still have a mortgage. And that statistic is up double from where it was 30 years ago. And I think it has a lot to do with the price of housing. I mean, think about it. The average price of a Bay Area home right now is $996,000. And how much equity do most people have in the ground, even though they have a mortgage? It's significant. So is it a good idea to have a mortgage in retirement or not? And if not, how do you knock it out in a smart way? It's a great question, and we're going to talk about it. Before I get into that, I want to bring to you a couple things that just happened in the government this past couple weeks, and this had to do with the federal budget. I don't know if you saw this, but if you were going to take your RMD, your required minimum distribution, you know you had to do that at 70.5. Well, they just changed it to 72. So for all of you who are 70.5 or took an RMD this year, there's not much you can do about it in 2019, but next year, 2020, you don't have to do it. But it might be a great time to also plan, at least for the next couple years, how you will take advantage of this new law, because it is a new law and it does bring a couple years of tax planning to you that you didn't have this year. So pretty exciting stuff. And then also, this is a big one, the Stretch IRA. I talked a lot about this over the years, been doing this for like 20 years, talking about Stretch IRA. They took it away. So if you have the beneficiary on your IRAs as your children, or maybe you inherited an IRA from your dad or your mom, and you've been taking payments out over your life expectancy, which was what was allowed, those days are over. So Stretch IRAs are gone, and now those type of accounts have to be emptied over a 10-year period of time. And you can do it whenever you want, but it has to be gone within 10 years starting next year. So that's new, and that's a big deal. And this is another one. If you're over 70.5 and you have earned income, guess what? You can still contribute to your IRA accounts. You couldn't do that before, but now you can. So there's some really good planning and tax changes that have occurred here. And I think it's exciting stuff. So we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks, but and how you can take advantage of it. But let's get back to mortgages now. So take a look at this. Right now, what are you earning on your portfolio? Now, I know we had a great year, and so I don't want you to say, well, I earned 18%. Well, that's not going to happen forever. You know that. But if you look at most of your fixed income or at your dividend-paying stocks, you look at your portfolio total return, say, over 5-10 years, what's been the average annualized return? And what's the rate on your mortgage? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 5%? These are all figures that you need to take a look at. Because before you just decide, well, I'm going to pay off my mortgage. And what really started all this was Tim and Amy came in this week and we were looking at their retirement because they're both retiring next year. They're done. They're walking away from their job. They're going to start taking trips, going to Germany and all these places they've been dreaming about for like 30 something years. So congratulations, you guys. But we started talking about this. You know, their mortgage is at 3% right now. And as they're making their principal payments towards the end of their loan, they have about 6 years to go. There's not much left there. And so the question was, well, should we pay it off? And well, you'll be surprised at the answer. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But one way to pay down your mortgage, which you really don't have to think about, is by making extra principal payments when you pay it every month. How could you do that? Well, right now you're going to be selling some stocks. I talked about the last segment. If you missed it, PYARadio.com, PYARadio.com. Listen to what I said. If you're taking some profits off the table right now, look at those profits. Maybe you take some of that cash and you deploy it at your mortgage in terms of the principal. You pay down the principal using that cash. That helps. Also, maybe you install some LED lights on your property. Hey, Google, play my red light. And all of a sudden, you cut your electricity bill by about $100 a month because you did that. So let's say you take that $100 a month and you throw that at your principal. Well, that's a good idea. Also, maybe a programmable thermostat. Again, I'm into this voice stuff, but hey, Nest, make my temperature 63. Well, I know your wife's going to hit you in the head. That's too cold. But you can save about $50, $60, $100 a month by doing that. And again, you could apply that to your principal. And by doing that, it goes a long way. Let me give you an example. A $450,000 mortgage at 5% over 30 years works out to a monthly payment of about $2,400 that excludes your taxes and insurance. Get this, you're going to pay about $420,000 in interest over the life of that home loan. And as you know, if you have a loan, most of that payment is interest in the first few years. Very little principal gets applied. If you paid an extra $200 a month toward that same mortgage, you would save almost $80,000. And you'd have the thing paid off 5 years earlier. So, you know, it sounds like it's a little amount of money, but if you do it in a smart way, you can pay these things off pretty quickly. And it's amazing if you start to look at it. Now, if you want to get more educated about any of this sort of thing, particularly these new tax laws that Congress just passed, then many of my clients like to go to one of our workshops during which I discuss how to pay less in taxes and how to get returns on your investment as opposed to not understanding what that means, ROI. We do this it's coming up January 16th. There's a workshop open right now. You can go to pyaevents.com. You can register right there for the workshop. It's going to be at Il Fornaio in Palo Alto. That is an excellent, I'm talking about incredible food. And we're going to be selling out. So if you want to come to that event, go register right now. pyaevents.com, pyaevents.com, and register because that will fill up. I also recommend picking up a copy of my book on our website at libertygroupllc.com so you can understand why I make certain recommendations. And you tend to ask better questions when we meet because you understand what I'm talking about. And I find that asking better questions gives you more confidence when you start to think about your plan, because you understand all these pieces and how they start to work together. And like some of our radio show fans that we've met over the years, you've probably been meaning to give us a call, but it hasn't been your highest priority because after all, it is the holiday time right now. None of us are really that serious yet, right? But it's going to be 2020. And once 2020 comes, like I said, there's these new tax laws that are effective. And there's ways that you can take advantage of those. But if you don't do anything about it, then that's just extra money you're throwing down the drain. So it's really up to you. If you'd like to find out more about that, then again, come to our event, pyevents.com, pyevents.com, and you can register right there. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it is time for our popular They Say segment. And this is one they say where, I heard this week, well, they say we should pay off our mortgage. Is that always the best thing to do? I don't know. We're going to talk about it when I come back. There's a lot to talk about in this subject. It's pretty interesting. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back and happy Hanukkah to you. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this holiday season. We thought we'd come back and do this show today for you. Hope you've been enjoying it so far, but I want you to think about one thing. Admit it, whether you're 35 or you're 65, the idea of retiring without a mortgage is attractive. I mean, think about it. No more monthly mortgage payments to the bank means extra money in your pocket to spend on having fun. After years of punctually paying your mortgage on time, all those principal and interest payments, isn't this the least you deserve is to pay this thing off? Well, yeah. So let's start with one of my favorites. Time for the fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I'd be happy to. Here's one. They say that when interest rates are low, like they are right now, you should always refinance. Is that always true? No, it's not. It's not always true. I want you to consider, who is this? Who is they that said this to you? Are they a banker or a independent mortgage broker? Well, don't they make money when they sell you these mortgages?
Say what?
Yeah, they make a lot of money. So let's do the math, because the math never lies. So here's how it goes. Maybe you're thinking about refinancing right now, and this is okay. If your living expenses have gotten to a point, maybe you have kids in college, maybe, I don't know, you bought some things you shouldn't have, but you're in a situation right now where your cash flow is not supporting your monthly expenses. That's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'd rather you really look at that and make sure it's all necessary. But if it is necessary and you need to raise some capital, sure, you have a lot of equity in the ground right now, a lot. And one way to pull that out while rates are low, this is true, is to refinance that loan. And that can help put more money in your pocket every month because your payment should go lower, but it's going to increase your cost because mortgages aren't free. Someone gets paid in that transaction and those fees go back to a broker or someone who's involved in that transaction, and you pay for it. Don't kid yourself. No such thing as free. Now, if you do this, it's not going to help you get your mortgage paid off, and that's what today's show is all about. So let's say you're 50 and you have 25 years left on your 30-year loan that you took out, which was $450,000, and let's say the rate was 5%. And now you owe about $400,000. Think about this. You're going to pay about $310,000 in interest on that original mortgage if you pay it out over the next 25 years. Now, you'll be mortgage-free when you're 75, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But get this, for about $640 more a month, plus you're going to have some closing costs, you could refinance your loan to a 15-year mortgage at, say, 4%, and you would save $174,000. Think about that, $174,000 in interest just by doing that. Now, you will now be mortgage-free at age 65. And maybe that's when you're going to retire. Think about that. So this is one way where you could retire without a mortgage, save yourself about $174,000, and make it make some sense for you. Just this past week, this is what spurred this whole conversation. Tim and Amy walked into my office, and we were talking about this subject as we considered their cash flow that they're going to need starting in February because Tim is going to quit his job. Now, they're going to start having to take money out of their retirement accounts that they've been saving all these years. This is something new for them. They've never done this before. They've been used to collecting a paycheck every 2 weeks for 35 years. And all of a sudden, that's going to stop. So we looked at their mortgage, and under their current plan right now, it's going to be paid off in about 5 years. And it was just something about the conversation about just paying off the mortgage and how they felt. I mean, think about that. You're in a position where you could just write a check and you could pay it off. And it's really not going to affect you one way or the other. Possibly. But it makes you feel really good just to have it paid off. Like, you don't have to wake up anymore and worry about paying it. Even if it's on auto pay, you don't have to worry about it. That feels kind of good, doesn't it? And this is a conversation where it has to be a conversation because you may feel like that just makes me feel better and I can afford it and it makes sense. And if that all is true, then just pay it off because your sleep factor, the way you feel about everything, is the most important thing about all this. However, if you can step back and you can look at the interest rate deduction you're going to be getting in the next 5 years in this case, which is very low because as we talked about earlier, as you know, if you have a mortgage, all the interest on that loan is pretty much front loaded. You've paid for it over the first 15 years of a 30-year loan. Once you start to get to the halfway point, the principal becomes much more impactful and your interest write-off gets much less. And in Tim and Amy's case, the interest write-off is negligible. It doesn't really mean very much. It's not going to really benefit them on their tax return right now. So that's not a consideration in their case. But the interest rate they're paying on that loan is 3%. And when we looked at their portfolio on an annualized return over the last 10 years, they've crushed that. They've crushed it. And when you look at it, what it's going to look like, say, here in the future, it should. I mean, we never know what's going to happen with the market. You just don't know. But if you have things positioned in different buckets, pockets of money, I like to call it, where one pocket generates X return, and that's what you're going to live off of, say, for the next 2 years. Another pocket generates X return, and that's going to kick in at the end of that second year, right? Those sort of structures, then you know what you're earning on your money. And so if you're earning more than 3% on your money, why would you give the bank that $157,000 to pay off that mortgage? Why? It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to share this one. How do you unlock $1 million tax-free from the equity in your home to pay for your retirement? It pays to keep it tuned right here. It's coming up next, so stick around. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. No, that's not Skrillex, but I hear Skrillex is going to be performing New Year's Eve at Snow Globe. And if you never saw a mattress surf, well, you will if you go. Check it out. You've tuned in likely the most important show this weekend when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows are busy talking about the year of the past and that product that pays you 12% forever for the rest of your life and there's no problem with it. We explore the concepts that you want to talk about. And this week is no exception as we're talking about paying off your mortgage. Sounds so good. So if you missed any of it, go to pyaradio.com and listen to our podcast because you'll hear all the great news and the great information we just shared with you. But if you want to come to a workshop, it is January. It's going to be the Bootcut
Hoo-ah!
Kickoff. It's our boot camp show where we talk about getting your January New Year's resolutions into order. We're going to kick off our first event January 16th at Il Fornaio in Palo Alto. You can register for that at pyaevents.com. And we'd love to see you there. That will sell out, no doubt. It's a great restaurant. Anyway, happy birthdays. Steve Griswold, Rosemary Libin, Greg Poczadek, Lori Billow, Jay Brown, Betty Burgess, Lynn Filson, Jim Walsh, Dr. DeLabo, and Steve Waga. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you have a fantastic birthday on this New Year's week. It's going to be super exciting. Anyway, I was talking about this before the break. A lot of folks here in the Bay Area have a lot of equity in the ground in their real estate, and they're wondering, how do I get that out, even if you have a mortgage? So let's say you have over $1 million of equity right now in the ground, meaning your property is worth in Sunnyvale. I mean, there's these properties in Sunnyvale, these ranch homes, typical home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, $2.4 million. Mountain View, $2.6 million. I mean, you know it. You've got a lot of equity sitting in that ground there. You have a very small to maybe no mortgage. How do you get the money out? Well, a lot of, and retire, because maybe you're done working. Well, a lot of my clients right now are downsizing and they're selling their homes because the California dream for them, it's over. They're tired of all the taxes. They're tired of all the congestion, all the pollution, the traffic, the stress, just people. There's too many people all over the place. And according to this statistic, California is going to lose 190,000 residents this year in 2019. That's the negative. 190K are leaving, not coming, when you do the math. But this is what's interesting. The ones leaving, they're between the ages of 30 and 54. So what if you're thinking about retiring? You're in your mid, late 50s, maybe early 60s. You got a lot of equity in the ground. Say you have over $1 million in equity in your property. You know your Section 121 exclusion, if you're married, is only $500,000. That's tax-free. But what about that extra $800, $900 million of equity you have right there? I thought you had to pay capital gain taxes on that if you sold it. Not necessarily. There is something you can do, which is called a hybrid, where you have a rental on your property. And so maybe you have the ability to convert a garage. Think about the guys from Google. They lived in a garage in a converted property. Remember that? In the garage, Palo Alto. Well, maybe you rent your garage to some guys who are going to found the next Google, and you charge them rent. You do that for a couple years, and then you sell your property and you convert that portion of the profit, guitar, to a rental. And that is tax deferred. And if you die while you own it, it's tax free. But that's tax deferred, and you could pull $500,000-$600,000 of that gain into that rental. Say you move to, I don't know, Chattanooga, Memphis, Reno, South Carolina, Florida, Reno, tax-free, right? You get the idea? A lot of my clients are doing this. They're selling their houses. They're moving to other states. They're buying beautiful homes on the golf course for $350,000, $400,000 paid cash. And now they've got this extra $800, $900, $1 million, $2 million of cash that they can invest. And they're not going to stay in South Carolina for the next 12 months every year. No, they're going to travel. They're going to come back to California and Airbnb here or rent a house on the beach in Capitola, which you can do for pretty reasonable. I want to give a big thank you to everybody for putting together a great show again. It's been a great year. It's been a lot of fun. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, network manager and coffee buddy Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio. Raph, thanks, buddy. Dora, Felicia, Phil, thank you very much. And Jordan, thank you. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. And Happy New Year.
Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.